Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's just out-Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTrako Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. And now it's our lowest price of the season on our top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Coming up, Registrar of Companies to begin nationwide inspection of businesses to assess their state of compliance, as non-compliance could lead to closures, heavy fines, and even jail terms. Also, the Ghana City to trade around 15 cities to the dollar by April this year. We'll hear from US-based Associate Professor of Finance, and later small and medium enterprises under African Continental Free Trade Area to benefit from a $6 billion loan facility for the next 3 years. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Let's dig in now. The Registrar of Companies will undertake a nationwide assessment exercise on Monday, checking the state of compliance with business laws. This was captured in a notice released by the Office of the Registrar of Companies. George Riafi has more.
The exercise from Monday will see the inspectors from the Office of the Registrar of Companies move to ensure that these firms comply with the laws governing the various business entities in Ghana. They will also be checking on their documentations when it comes to registrations, status of directors of the companies, as well as their annual returns. The actions come at a time that some companies are certain to be complying with the laws supporting their registration. According to the Registrar of Companies, they will not hesitate to sanction companies that are found not to be complying with the Companies Act. Some of these companies risk shutdown or fined if after the visit it shows that the firms are not complying with the laws on registration of businesses. Directors of these companies could also be convicted by the court if it's found out that they have breached the Companies Act. The Registrar had argued that recent data have shown that there are still a lot of businesses out there that are registered with their outfit but are not complying with the laws, hence the need to embark on this action.
George Raffi with that report. Now, based on the purchase power parity and interest rate parity theories, the Ghana City will trade around 15 cedis 5 pesos to the dollar by April this year. That's according to US-based Associate Professor of Finance, Professor William Spipper. He spoke to Joy Business from his base in Michigan, USA.
If one wants to do a proper forwarding rate, and to determine the spot rate, it gives an indication that today may be moving to around 15.5, that is $1 to Ghana City. And this trend need urgent attention. We also know that cocoa production, this expectation that the production is going to be reduced, is giving a signal that the impending cash flow coming in is.
And that was Professor Williams Pipra, US-based Associate Professor of Finance. Now, the Ministry of National Security says it has put in stringent policies to tackle money laundering and terrorism financing. Chief Director Ambassador Senaso Boateng says although the ECOWAS sub-region is still battling with the menace, her outfit is poised to address the canker. She spoke to Joy Business at a training program on Monday on laundry and terrorism financing organized by the UPSA Faculty of Finance and the Financial Intelligence Center.
Confidently, yes. Personally, I want to be confident that we will not go back on that list because a lot of work has gone into us being delisted, and we are the momentum that we gathered. We are keeping up with that momentum. And also the political will. You see, Ghana's story is different from other countries who were delisted.
Now, small and medium enterprises under the African Continental Free Trade Area will benefit from a $6 billion loan facility for the next 3 years. This is the commitment made by the United Bank of Africa. Head of Wholesale Banking at UBA Ghana Limited, Peter Derry, spoke at a sensitization seminar organized by the AFTA Secretariat.
Anywhere you go, they will tell you the banks are not supporting. And that is why we have consciously made that effort to develop products that will support our exporters, tailor-made for our exporters, so that they'll be able to produce more and sell more.
Meanwhile, the African Continental Free Trade Area is projected to increase intra-African trade in the transportation and logistics sector by 28%. Secretary General Ramkele Meni indicates his outfit is focused also on scaling up intra-Africa pharmaceutical trade, which is alarmingly low, meeting only 3% of the continent's demand for pharmaceutical products. He spoke at the first Kakamega International Investment Conference in Kenya.
We have identified agriculture and agro-processing, transport and logistics, pharmaceuticals, as well as the automotive sector as key drivers of Africa's economy. And we have partnered and are collaborating with the World Economic Forum in identification of opportunity, investment opportunities across these sectors. These four sectors constitute up to $130 billion market for investment in Africa.
The CEO of the Chamber of Telecommunications, Dr. Kenneth Ashibe, has underscored the need for the country to invest in technology to reduce reliance on other foreign countries. According to him, encouraging the youth to pursue technological advancement and creation will help industries and companies to easily adapt to new trends that will enhance their operations. He spoke in an interview with Joy Business.
We must keep up to date with emerging trends. We need to move away from just being consumers of technology and invest in creating technology. That takes our context into consideration. Also, it should empower us to go global from here. We need to know what is happening. We need to work to understand the forces shaping our businesses and industries so that we are well prepared to adapt, pivot, or liberate whatever opportunities they have.
Moving on, the regional head of commercial banking Ghana and Anglophone West Africa at Ecobank, Charlotte Amankwa, says the bank is positioning itself to support its clients and businesses in Ghana. This, she believes, will boost the bank's export operations across the African continent through trade facilitation solutions. She spoke to Joy Business at the Ecobank Trade Export Forum in Accra.
For us in Ecobank, we believe in our unique advantage. Ecobank is here in Ghana, but you know that we are in 33 countries across Africa. So that gives us a very unique position. Now, in Ecobank, one of our main solutions is what we call a single market trade hub. That is essentially like a virtual market. The platform is facilitating this by, one, we onboard you as an exporter. After onboarding you, we introduce you to others who are interested in buying from you.
And now to the entrepreneur in you. Yes, you might be making profit with your business or enterprise, but what is your customer acquisition cost? Dr. Max Olampong explains more on this week's episode of Entrepreneur in You.
Hello. Today, we try to understand our customer acquisition cost. It is how much money you spend to bring in one customer to come buy your goods. If you spend 5,000 Ghana cedis bringing in 100 new customers, then your customer acquisition cost is simply the 5,000 Ghana cedis divided by the 100 customers that it brought in. That is 50 Ghana cedis for every new customer. So knowing your CAC, your customer acquisition cost, help you understand if you are either spending too much on marketing to get the customer in, or maybe you're not even spending enough to attract customers. It's all about getting the biggest value for your money, keeping your customer acquisition cost as low as possible without sacrificing the quality of the goods or the service. Is that sweet spot that we are all looking for to grow sustainably? Remember that your goal is not just to bring in more customers, but to bring in more customers in a way that adds value to your business without necessarily breaking the bank. And that's all for today. Keep well.
And remember to catch a repeat of the episode on Joy News Prime Business after 8 p.m. on the Joy News channel. And now we head to Food Chain and the latest report by Emma Davies.
Turning his favorite childhood snack, cashew, into a business, Malvin Ni Ayibonte Smith became a cashew processor. Growing up in a cashew farming community, Malvin, with friends, played with cashew and devised ways to process the nut to make it edible. Although he's a management accountant, he felt the urge 17 years ago to combine his profession and love for cashew into one and birth Agro King Limited and Wenka Processing Unit.
I've known cashew when I was very young. We had some cashew trees around, so we play with cashew, the raw nuts. We do our own roasting and all that with the raw nuts traditionally. As a management accountant, we are called factory accountants. So I started work close to where machines do work. So I became very accustomed to the fact that I want to be where my skill is. So I decided to set up my own processing unit. It actually started way back 17 years ago when I started Wenka Cashew Processing. So when you look on our brands, you have Wenka Cashew Snacks. So Wenka at that point was doing both the primary and the secondary processing. Somewhere around 2019, we decided to separate the company, and then we came out with Agro King to be the primary processor and then Wenka the secondary processor.
Cashew is one of Ghana's high-earning non-traditional exports. However, some Ghanaians believe that consuming milk after eating the cashew apple could lead to death. This myth has made cashew unpopular to some consumers. Malvin shares how he, together with other stakeholders, are helping change the narrative.
Fortunately for some of us, we didn't get to know of that myth when we were growing up. So we were taking cashew, the fruits, and because we had trees all over, we were taking the fruits. And if at that time you have the opportunity to have milk around, which was not that much, you just take it. When I have the opportunity to speak anywhere in any function and the issue comes up, I try to address them as much as possible.
Like any other business, Mr. Smith shares that financing has been a challenge.
Once I decided that that's where I want to be, all the resources that I was getting from doing my accounting work, my management accounting work, I was just putting them into them. So I started purely by raising my own funds, and then started along the line. I realized that it is tougher than that, because you needed to set the structures that are large enough for you to have your processing well organized if you want to get to that point. And then the issue came up: money, investing. There are funds all over the place, but the right kind of money, the appropriate kind of financing.
Malvin disclosed that the international market for cashew kernel is huge, and Ghana is yet to fully tap from it.
We have a foreign partner from the US. It has always been the plan. We want to get to a point where we can attract foreign investments to come in and partner us. God being so good, we got to that point, and then we had a partner last year. The market for cashew kernels is huge, huge on the international market. Now, how do we compete? The chunk of cashews are consumed in America and Europe. So we have comparative advantage to send our cashews to America and Europe than what the Asians.
Emma Davis with today's episode of Food Chain. That's how we end the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank. A better way, a better Africa. And Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, the Ecobank Salary Account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets, desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings and current account, plus many more. Ecobank Salary Account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 Ghana cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save As You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. And remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment and more. Savings or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close the existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank Salary Account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the Ecobank Salary Account. Now, non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at Ecobank. Call Ecobank on toll-free number 0800-003225 whenever, wherever, for further details. I am Amisi Nyamiche-Thompson. Thanks for listening.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.